When Harry met Meghan, they both got swept away. A prince, an actress, a romantic fairy tale.
Good morning and welcome to the WGTD Radio Theater. I'm your host, Steve Brown, and we bring you show number 127 in this, our 17th season, with our annual Cartoons on the Radio show with a mashup of favorite cartoon characters. And we are coming to you live from Lake Lawn Resort on beautiful Delavan Lake in Delavan, Wisconsin. A Cartoons on the Radio mashup 2021, Wanted a Kingdom, was written by Mike Ostrup and myself, along with Anne Marie Schmidt writing Foghorn Leghorn and Beaky Buzzard, and stars members of the 91.1 Players. We do have a slight change in our casting for today. We do wish Naomi Wiseman Zobler all the best as she is under the weather today. Supporting our show today is Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin, from where we are broadcasting live along 2 miles of Delavan Lake's shoreline. Lake Lawn Resort is the ultimate destination for year-round leisure getaways, family retreats, weddings, and group meetings. Support also comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah, Dumay, and McTernan, a full-service law firm with an emphasis on personal injury, civil litigation, and business law, located in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And last but not least, supporting the radio theater is the not-for-profit Brown Ulster Performing Arts Foundation, located in the village of Salem Lakes, Wisconsin. The mission of the foundation is to develop and promote excellence in the performing arts in Wisconsin and the Midwest. As has been the theme for these cartoon shows in the past, we take another personality, or in this case, personalities, in the news. This year we celebrate the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Yes, Harry and Meghan, as they look for a new kingdom.
Say, Rocky, why do Harry and Meghan need a new kingdom?
I guess because they left Great Britain, Bullwinkle.
Because didn't they have a kingdom there?
Well, sort of. Harry kept dropping on the totem pole once William started having kids.
Just how stupid are these two, Natasha?
Who's stupid? Harry and Meghan?
No, Moose and Squirrel.
They pretty stupid, Boris, darling.
Then why they keep outsmarting us?
Why, indeed. So let's get this show started. Let's listen to a Cartoons on the Radio mashup, Wanted a Kingdom.
And now, it's our favorite Moose and Squirrel, Rocky and Bullwinkle. A thunder of jets and an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful... A look, a whirl, and a vertical climb, and once again you know it's time for Bangers and Bullwinkle, or The New Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle and Friends. Starring the supersonic speedster Rocket J. Squirrel with his pal Bullwinkle the Moose and a host of others. We join our heroes in Frostbite Falls as they take a walk in the local park.
Oh, the park sure is pretty this time of year, Rocky.
It sure is, Bullwinkle. Too bad more people don't take advantage of such a great place.
Yeah, Rock. You know, we need some kind of attraction in Frostbite Falls. Get people to come here, see the park, maybe even more.
Maybe we should do something about the name.
Ooh, what name?
Frostbite Falls.
Why?
Well, it just sounds like it's awfully cold here.
Well, it is, Rocky.
But don't you think it sends the wrong message, Bullwinkle?
What message is that?
Well, that it's very cold here.
I think it just says we tell the truth here. You know, truth in advertising.
I guess, Bullwinkle.
Say, I've got it.
Got what, Bullwinkle?
What we could do to attract people here.
What's that, Bullwinkle?
Don't Harry and Meghan need a place to live?
Well, I think they have a pretty nice situation in Santa Barbara, Bullwinkle.
But we could make them king and queen of Frostbite Falls. After all, Harry does have the credentials.
True.
And think of the publicity we'd get.
True.
And the place would be packed when his family comes to visit.
I don't know, Bullwinkle.
You know, I think Moose onto something, Natasha.
Da, darling. How you think so?
He just wrong about where Harry and Meghan should be king and queen.
You know thinking they should be king and queen of Potsylvania.
Yes, king and queen of Potsylvania.
But how we have king and queen of Potsylvania?
What do you mean? We just make Harry and Meghan king and queen.
But I thought everyone equal in Potsylvania.
Da, everyone equal in Potsylvania. Some people just more equal than others. And think of tourism money that come to Potsylvania.
True, but why would Harry and Meghan want to live in Potsylvania?
What's wrong with Potsylvania?
You tell me. We no live there no more either.
Rocky, let's go talk to the mayor. I'll bet he'll love the idea.
I suppose there's no harm in talking.
Let's talk to Mr. Big. He will love the idea.
Me not so sure about that, darling.
No harm in talking, Natasha.
With Mr. Big, there is harm in everything.
And off everyone goes to talk to someone about making Harry and Meghan king and queen of somewhere.
Well, so what do you think, Mayor? We make Harry and Meghan king and queen of Frostbite Falls, and we see a huge influx of people and tax dollars.
Nothing I like better than more tax dollars, Bullwinkle, but tell me again, why would they want to come to Frostbite Falls?
Well, let's face it, Mayor, they need a job. Even if they go back to Britain, they can't be king and queen.
Then what happens to me?
Yeah, Bullwinkle, what happens to the mayor with Harry and Meghan in charge?
I really haven't thought about that one.
I'll tell you what, Mayor, we'll get back to you.
So, Mr. Big, what do you think of making Harry and Meghan king and queen of Pottsylvania? And they bring tourists and their capitalist money.
I like idea of taking capitalist money, but with Harry and Meghan as king and queen of Pottsylvania, what happens to me?
Oh, I no think of that.
Tell you what, Mr. Big, we get back to you.
Indeed, we'll get back to you. Will Rocky and Bullwinkle figure out what to do with the mayor? Will Boris and Natasha find out what to do with Mr. Big? Will Harry and Meghan move to Frostbite Falls? Will Harry and Meghan move to Pottsylvania? Will Harry and Meghan want to commute between Frostbite Falls and Pottsylvania? Tune in next time for Steak and Kidney and Harry and Meghan Pie, or The Sun Never Sets on Harry and Meghan.
And now our favorite, Barnyard Fowl, Foghorn Leghorn.
Hello, I am Elmer J. Fudd, millionaire. I own a mansion and a yacht. We interrupt our story to bring you an important investment opportunity presented by Anne Marie Schmidt.
Now what? I say, what in tarnation is that dog making noise about now? Hey, dog! Shut it! I say, shut your trap!
I'm doing my job, chicken. Something you wouldn't have a clue about. Some of us work for a living.
Chicken? Did you just call me a chicken?
If the feather fits, pal.
I'll have you know I'm an award-winning Rhode Island Red Rooster.
Which is a breed of chicken, brat boy.
Rooster. Rhode Island Red. Not a chicken. The finest all-American roosters in the great country. But if you want to compare pedigrees, let's discuss yours, mutt.
I'll have you know I am a designer dog. I'm a purebred German Labrapoint Schnauzertiefer on my mother's side and an Australian Red Tick Puggle on my father's side with 10% Tennessee Blue Healing Mini Mastiff. Not a mutt.
Sounds like a mutt to me.
I'd expect nothing less from an uneducated chicken like you.
Mutt.
Chicken.
Did I hear right? Do my ears deceive me? That dog sounds absolutely scrumptious. No flea would walk away from this meal. There'll be food around the corner, food around the corner, food around the corner for me.
Hey, what's with the singing flea? Where are you going?
Around the corner. There's a dog arguing with a chicken ahead. It's snack time.
Chicken? Well, I'm really hungry too. I'm a chicken hawk. I eat chickens.
Wanna come? You eat the chicken, I'll snack on the dog.
Yeah, okay. Just keep your hands off my chicken, or I'll have to mussy up.
Okay. There'll be food around the corner. Food around the corner. Food around the corner for us.
There they are. I don't think they see us. Shh. Wait for the right moment. Then, din, din.
Okay.
So what were you barking that way, dog? What got stuck in your craw this time?
Look around. Notice anything different?
Aside from my eardrums being broken because of your infernal racket? No.
Look again, idiot.
Who's an idiot?
You are, obviously. The farmer put up a sign last week right there.
Oh, that. So?
So, people have been coming by looking at it all week. There was a couple of fancy-looking people yesterday. I think I recognized one of them, Megan something or other, and some guy with curly hair. They stared at that sign, pulled out their phones, and left.
Well, what does the sign say?
That long-haired freaky people not apply. How would I know? I'm a dog. I don't read. I just do my job alerting the farmer when someone comes here.
Yeah? Well, you aren't very good at your job. There's someone right there standing behind you. Came out of the ground. Good. I say good watchdog.
Yeah, came out of the ground. Right behind me. I'm not falling for that. Try again.
Hey, Flea, look. There's a rabbit next to our meals.
Dog or bunny, it's all yummy in my tummy.
He better not try to eat my chicken. Let's wait and see what happens.
Looky here, dog. It's a rabbit.
Uh-huh, sure.
What's up, Doc?
Wait, what? There's really someone there?
Shut it, dog. That's no way to treat a visitor.
What'd you hit me in the head with a frying pan for? Just doing my job.
Because it's fun.
Jerk.
Mutt.
I hate to interrupt, but do either of you know the way to Albuquerque?
Albuquerque? Never heard of it.
Well, how about Pismo Beach? There's an all-you-can-eat clam bake there.
Nope, sorry.
Would you mind looking at my map?
I'm afraid I can't read.
How about you, Doc?
Of course I can read, unlike this uneducated galoot.
You can read? Prove it. Read the sign the farmer put up.
F-O-R... I don't have my reading glasses with me.
Right, you forgot your reading glasses. And that's why you can't read the sign. I'm sure I totally believe that.
Forget about the sign, dog. We have a bunny in distress. Let's see the map.
Yeah, here you go, Doc.
Well, there's your problem, boy. You were holding the map upside down and backwards.
Yeah, so I turned left at Albuquerque when I should have turned right. That makes a lot more sense. Thanks, Doc. I'll be on my way.
Help me out before you go, friend rabbit. What's that sign say?
It's easy, Doc. It says, fur sale.
Fur sale? You sure, boy?
That's right. Fur sale. F-O-R-S-A-L-E. Thanks for the directions. Next stop, Pismo Beach. Later.
Later, rabbit.
Bye. Fur sale.
The stranger left. It's just the dog and the chicken now. Ready, Flea? 1, 2, 3, attack!
Oh, now what?
Can't you see him protecting the property?
From what?
From me, chicken. Surrender and I'll make it quick.
Is this a joke, boy? Unhand my toe.
Never. I'm a chicken hawk. You're a chicken and you're coming with me. Get in my belly now.
You ain't right in the head, boy. I'm triple your size. You aren't taking me anywhere.
Then I'm gonna have to mussy up, chicken.
Rooster boy.
Dinner, chicken.
Why do I bother? Hey, dog, ain't you gonna do anything about this little nuisance?
Nope. I'm enjoying watching.
Do your job and get this annoying troublemaker off of me.
I don't do my job, remember? Why should I start now?
Fine. Just don't get too comfortable, dog. Remember what that sign said?
For sale. So what?
Not for sale. The rabbit distinctly said, fur sale. And there's only one individual with fur here on the farm. Guess who? You.
No way.
Bet you make a nice fur coat.
Farmer wouldn't do that.
Why not? Because you're such a good watchdog?
Less talk, more chomp.
Ouch! You bit me, boy.
That's right. I'm a chicken hawk, and you're my supper.
This is rich. I could watch this all day.
Dog! First sale, remember?
Yeah. Scram, kid. Leave the chicken alone, and I'll share my chicken-flavored dog food with you.
Well, okay. That chicken looks like he'd be all fatty anyway.
I heard that, boy. Calling me fat.
Shut up, you big idiot.
My turn.
Youch!
Well, looky here now, dog. You really are flea-bitten mutt.
Yummy!
Stop there, it itches.
Hey, dog, you're pulling all that fur out of your hide. Well, I suppose that's one way to stop the farmer from selling your fur. The flea, I say the flea should stay.
Didn't know you cared. Youch!
Yay, there'll be food around the corner for me!
You mean us.
For us. Food around the corner for us!
Well, let's keep the bird theme going with Beaky Buzzard.
Hello again. It's me, Elmo Fudd, with an important public service announcement. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and now is the time to invest in land purchases. All of us here at Acme Investments and Realty want to be sure that you find the right property for your needs before foreign investors like those pesky royals from England who were looking earlier today to snatch it all up. As you can see, if the barnyard didn't catch your interest earlier, we offer several options for the person who loves the outdoors. If you like bird watching, this stretch land features a large amount of wildlife, including mammals, reptiles, and birds. Meep, meep. Oh dear. Excuse me a moment. Let's just step a few feet on the side. Meep, meep. Please ignore that small explosion there. There are rumors that we have a slight problem with the roadrunner population in this area. Rest assured that our fine staff at Acme is working to get this under control before you purchase. But if you do happen to notice a bullseye painted on the ground, we recommend not standing on it, just as a precaution. Beep, beep. Go away, you pesky roadrunner, you! You're ruining my sale! As I was saying, there is a heavy population of birds as well as my personal favorites, ducks. You might not know this yet, but it's duck season. This property is a hunter's paradise for ducks and rabbits. If you prefer bird watching instead of hunting, look up and you might notice some of the local bird populations circling above us in the sky right now.
Looky, Mama. That man down there sounds just like me. Can I go say hello?
Oh, my little killer. You don't want to go near that man.
But why, Mama? Why?
Because I said so. That's why.
But why? I just want to be friends.
No.
But no!
I said no.
But I don't have any friends.
Oh, Beaky, my precious boy. Do you remember what happened last time you tried to make a friend?
No.
The bees. Remember the bees?
Oh, yep. I remember now. I was bringing home a baby bumblebee.
And?
His mama bee, she got really mad at me, 'cause I was bringing home that baby bumblebee.
And then?
And then, ouch, she stung me.
And so did the rest of her hive, my boy. Hundreds of bee stings. You were all swelled up like giant beach ball for weeks.
Oh, yeah. Those were mean bees. Yes, indeed they were.
Oh, you see, Beaky, the world outside our nest is a very dangerous place for my special, special boy. You stay away from those humans. You stay safe. You promise your mama, hmm? Beaky? Promise?
Oh, shucks. All right. I promise, Mama.
Pinky swear?
Pinky swear.
Good. That's my good boy. Now, Mama's going to go find us some dinner. You stay here, Beaky, my little darling.
Okay, Mama.
Goodbye. Now I'm all alone. All alone here by myself with nothing to do. I'm bored, 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 bored. I really need to find something to do. What to do, what to do. Wait, there's someone down there below me. Hello? Hello down there?
What's up, Doc?
Doc? No. That's not right. No, I'm not a doc. I'm a buzzard. Beaky Buzzard.
Well, hiya, Beaky. I'm Bugs. Bugs Bunny. Pleased to meet ya.
Well, hiya, Mr. Bunny.
Yeah. Hi, Doc. Can you help me out? I think I'm lost. I'm looking for Albuquerque.
Albuquerque?
You know, Albuquerque. Route 66, Hot Air Balloon Festivals, the Rio Grande, Sandia Mountains, Albuquerque. I must be close with all this desert and mountains and whatnot, and all these butterflies.
Butterflies?
Yeah, butterflies. Brochure says there's over 100 species here.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Albuquerque! With butterflies and balloons and all the street tacos. Yeah, I remember Albuquerque.
Really? Can you show me on the map where to go, Doc?
Nope. Can't do it.
No, why not?
On account of I promised Mama I wouldn't leave the nest.
Doc, ain't you already out of your nest standing here talking to me?
Yeah.
So, if you're already out of the nest, that means...
Mama's gonna be mad?
Maybe. But maybe, just maybe, if you come with me to Albuquerque and bring her some of that good local cooking, she'll forgive you.
Well, I am hungry.
Yeah, it's settled then. Next stop, Albuquerque. So, which way, Doc?
Follow me, Mr. Bunny. Just over the hill. I'm flying all the way to Albuquerque with my friend the Gray Bunny. I'm flying out to Albuquerque, bringing home food for Mama and me.
Hey, there it is, Albuquerque. Thanks, Doc. Let's get some street tacos.
Yeah. Tacos, yum. Won't my mama be so proud of me?
And that's the end of the tour, ladies and gentlemen. This plot of land offers access to authentic regional dining experiences, fabulous wildlife, and plenty of local flavor. It's going to sell fast, so remember to mention me, Elmer Fudd of Acme Realty, and save 10% off your purchase of Road Runner Twabs from Acme General. So long, folks.
Hello, Peabody here. I was just doing my daily journal writing. I find that journaling is a wonderful way to reflect on my day and plan the next.
Mr. Peabody, I'm home.
Why Sherman must slam the doors and yell at the top of his lungs is beyond my extraordinary comprehension abilities. He should well realize by now that my canine hearing can hear when he is walking up the street as he approaches the door to our magnificent apartment building.
Hey there, Mr. Peabody. Didn't you hear me come in?
Sherman, of course I heard you enter our fine abode. My canine hearing is quite able to sense your footsteps as you round the corner two blocks away.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, Mr. Peabody.
You know, Sherman, are you paying attention to those teachers at that fine academy you attend? Those teachers have some of the best credentials in the country, after all.
Well, yes, Mr. Peabody, I listen.
Then please apply what you learn to your everyday language.
Yes, Mr. Peabody.
Now, Sherman, sit and tell me how your day was.
Great, Mr. Peabody. We're learning English history during the Hanoverian period. You know, all the Georges. Did you know that they were German and not English?
Oh, yes, Sherman. It's the dirty little secret of the British royal family that they were so German. That is, until Prince Charles married Diana and William married Kate, both of solid English women.
Do you know that it was King George III who named his son
first Duke of Sussex?
Indeed, Sherman. Prince Augustus Frederick was the first Duke, and now Prince Harry is the second Duke of Sussex in history. In fact, Sherman, given that the first Duke of Sussex lived during the time of history you are learning, it makes perfect sense for us to pay him a visit. Off to the way back machine, my boy. Sherman, come. Ah, here we are, Sherman. London, 1815, heart of the British Empire and soon to be superpower of the time, with its navy making the seas of the world safe for trade and travel.
Cool, Mr. Peabody. Can we take a ride on that huge Ferris wheel they have here?
Sherman, I do wish you would pay attention to the timelines that we visit. That Ferris wheel won't be built for almost 200 years. Besides, we are here for education purposes, not frivolity.
Yes, Mr. Peabody.
Now let us be off to Buckingham Palace to find the first Duke of Sussex, Prince Augustus Frederick. As we made our way through the streets of London to the palace, everyone seemed to be in a hurry to get somewhere. Everyone seemed focused on where they were going, except one man that we spied. He was well-dressed, but was just wandering forlornly, seemingly without purpose or direction. He looked vaguely familiar from afar, but as we approached him, I became more sure of who it was. Your Royal Highness, is that you?
Peabody, old boy, what brings you to London town? And please, you know you don't have to use all those titles. We know too much about each other to get caught up in all of that.
I suppose you're right, Augie. First, though, let me introduce you to my boy, Sherman. His Royal Highness, Prince Augustus Frederick, Duke of Sussex.
Hi, Mr. Duke.
American, eh?
I'm afraid so.
No matter. How can I help you, Peabody?
Well, Augie, I was just about to ask you the same question. Everyone here in the capital of the British Empire is bustling about with a sense of purpose. Everyone, it would seem, but you.
What can I tell you, old boy? I'm the ninth child and sixth son of His Royal Majesty George III.
You mean the George III? The one we beat in the American Revolution?
Yes, Sherman, and you might want to be a little more humble about that when visiting the mother country.
Yes, Mr. Peabody.
I see, Augie. You are not only a spare, but a spare a few times over.
Exactly, Peabody. I have my own family and all, but a man needs more to do. And given my rank and substantial wages, I should get involved in something. I mean, after all, things didn't go so well for old Louis Marie Antoinette not that long ago. I suppose I could move to Canada.
Oh, no need to do that, Augie. And I do see your point. I think I have an idea. Let's go. I led our little band to a hospital I knew that needed a little more publicity to aid in their mission. We walked into the Jewish hospital and orphan asylum. Excuse me, madam, but we were wondering if your organization could use some help from high sources.
Use some help? Could we use some help? Oy, gewalt, could we use some help? We struggle all the time, but what can we do about it? It's our lot in life to struggle. We've struggled for 5,000 years, so why not a few more?
Madam, you may not have recognized me, but I'm His Royal Highness, the Duke of Sussex.
Highness Schminess, how can I help you?
Perhaps I could speak to the person in charge.
Sure. Why would anyone want to talk to me? I'm just a nobody trying to help people. But who am I to complain? Let's go find that goy you're looking for.
What's a goy, Mr. Peabody?
Someone who is not Jewish.
The head of the Jewish hospital and orphan asylum is not Jewish?
I don't know, Sherman, but let's not argue with the woman. The front desk nurse led us to the office of the head of this fine organization, where he and the Duke made arrangements to make the Duke the patron of the hospital, giving the Duke a job. And there you have it, Sherman. The Jewish Hospital and Orphan Asylum would later become the charity known as Norwood, and our very own Queen Elizabeth II will eventually become Norwood's patron.
So the first Duke of Sussex sort of found a kingdom of his own, right, Mr. Peabody?
Yes, Sherman, you could indeed say that. And his legacy lies on through Queen Elizabeth.
Wow. Royal patronage from the first Duke of Sussex to Queen Elizabeth.
That's right, Sherman. After all, we wouldn't want to pass over anyone, would we?
George, dear, would you like another cup of coffee before you go to work?
I better not, Jane. It's getting close to 9:30, and Mr. Spacely wants us here by 10 o'clock sharp. He's a real taskmaster with that time clock.
Well, it is a living, dear.
Yeah. Time to get going.
Here's your lunch, Mr. J. Have a good day. Home by 3:30?
Yeah, Rosie. Mr. Spacely wants us to work an extra hour overtime, so I have to work till 3.
Have a nice day, dear.
Bye, honey. I wonder what Mr. Spacely has in store for me today.
Judson! Are you finally here?
Yes, Mr. Spacely. I got in early.
Not early enough, Judson. Lots to do. Lots to do.
What do you need, Mr. Spacely?
Judson, I have a brilliant idea. You know the Duke and Duchess of Sussex?
You mean Harry and Meghan?
Who else would I be speaking about, Judson?
Just making sure, sir.
Just making sure, sir. Of course I mean Harry and Meghan, Judson. Now, just listen up. I want you to get Harry and Meghan to be king and queen of Spacely Sprockets.
King and queen of Spacely Sprockets? I mean, aren't you sort of the king around here?
I figure I'll be the prime minister. After all, that job has all the power anyway. Harry and Meghan, well, they can just be the front people closing deals before Cogswell Cogs has a chance to know what hit him.
Okay, Mr. Spacely, I guess that could work. But do they want to be king and queen of Spacely Sprockets? It seems like they have a lot going on already with other stuff.
Haven't you already heard, Jetson? They're looking for a new kingdom. After all, Harry's been moving down the ladder all along and needs to run something. He may as well run Spacely Sprockets. At least, running it how I tell him to.
Okay, I guess. So what do you want me to do, Mr. Spacely?
How would I know, Jetson? That's why I keep you around here. To figure things out. Just get on top of this pronto.
Yes, Mr. Spacely. I'll get right on top of that first thing tomorrow morning.
Now that's what I want to hear, Judson.
Why did you ring the doorbell, Mr. J?
I forgot my key again, Rosie.
You don't look so good, Mr. J. Everything okay?
Oh, I'm okay. How about a moontini, Rosie?
One moontini coming up.
George, is that you?
Yeah, Jane, where are you?
I'm in the living room. Tell me about your day.
Hi, honey.
Here's your moontini, Mr. J.
Thanks, Rosie.
Bad day at work, George?
It was fine until Mr. Spacely gave me one humdinger of an assignment.
What's that, George?
He wants to get Harry and Meghan to be the king and queen of Spacely Sprockets.
That's nice, dear.
Did I hear Harry and Meghan?
Yes, Judy.
I'll be right out. Oh, Harry is so dreamy. And are you going to meet him, Daddy?
It seems I just might, Judy. If I do my job right, both him and Meghan.
Oh, I don't care about Meghan. I just want to see Harry. Oh, I get goosebumps thinking about him. I have to call all my girlfriends and tell them all about it.
Well, just don't talk too long, Judy. Rosie is going to be serving dinner soon.
Enough about my day, Jane. What did you do today?
Oh, I met some friends for lunch after I had some groceries delivered. Pushing all those buttons can be gruesome. I had to get a manicure afterwards.
That's nice, dear.
And now it looks like I'll have to spend most of tomorrow shopping for new clothes if I might meet Harry and Megan.
Just watch the budget, okay, Jane?
Of course, George. I always do.
Uh-huh.
Dinner is ready.
We're coming, Rosie.
Jetson! Get in here.
Yes, Mr. Spacely. I'm already working on the Harry and Meghan project, sir. I've made all sorts of inquiries to them, and someone said they'll get back to me today. It looks like I just might pull this one off, Mr. Spacely.
Jetson, why are you always one step behind?
Because you're the boss, Mr. Spacely?
That's right, Jetson, and I've already moved on from that project. I don't need Harry and Meghan anymore. And the more I thought about it, Jetson, the more I'm right.
Of course, Mr. Spacely.
Now, here's my idea. Better take notes, Jetson. I want you to get all of this.
I get it, Mr. Spacely. I get it.
The farthest of far northern territories of Her Majesty's realm that we all know as the Dominion of Canada stood guard the Royal Mounties.
Inspector Fenwick, I'm hearing an ugly rumor.
What is it now, Dudley? You do know it's time for my afternoon tea.
I do know that, sir, but I thought I should keep you up on the latest threat to Her Majesty's Dominion of Canada.
As long as you're here, Dudley, what is this rumor?
That Harry and Meghan, Duke and Duchess of Sussex, will become King and Queen of Laval, Quebec.
Oh, honestly, Dudley, where did you hear this rumor? Some discontented Quebecois?
Oh, no, sir. I read it on the internet.
Well, if it's on the internet, it must be true.
I mean, sir, can they even speak French?
I imagine Prince Harry might well speak French. After all, he was educated in the mother country.
But what about the Duchess?
No, Dudley, she's American. They think they speak English and they refuse to learn any language but that drivel they speak.
Father, I heard an ugly rumor.
Nell!
Oh, Nell, not the Harry and Meghan story.
Why, yes, Father. How did you know?
Dudley informed me already.
Well, he is a Mountie, Father. They are rather keen.
I suppose.
But is it true?
I don't know, Nell. It just doesn't seem fair.
To Harry and Meghan?
No, dear, to Quebec. After all, they are subjects of Her Majesty, even if they won't admit it. Dudley, I want you to get to the bottom of this rumor. Are Harry and Meghan going to be King and Queen of La Belle Quebec?
Oh, yes, Dudley. Please tell us if it's true.
I pledge to you both, I will find out the truth. Here we are, horse, as we make our way from the farthest reaches of fair Canada to La Belle, Quebec, to find out who is spreading these ugly rumors about Harry and Meghan becoming their sovereigns.
What an idiot! Of course! Who else but me, Snidely Whiplash, could have crafted such a ghoulish gossip? And as I cleverly planned, that Goody Two-Shoes Dudley Do-Right took the bait and is on his way to Quebec.
Isn't that supposed to be La Belle Quebec?
La Belle Quebec, La Belle Quebec. What's so belle about it?
I really don't know. I thought there was some kind of theme there.
And since when do I follow any directions?
Good point.
Right on time.
Well, horse, we are getting close to La Belle, Quebec. We just have to cross these railroad tracks before that train gets here.
Stop right there, Dudley Do-Right. You shall go no further.
So, it's Snidely Whiplash. I should have known.
Yes, you should have. But nevertheless, stop right there and get off your horse. I'll tie you to the railroad tracks.
Stop right there, Snidely Whiplash, and unhand Dudley.
Now, you saved me.
She hasn't saved you yet, you idiot. And just in time for the train.
Snidely, there are two of us. Four, if you count our trusty horses. So I suggest you free Dudley now.
Curses! Foiled again.
Off you go to jail. Never again shall you threaten the unity of Her Majesty's Dominion of Canada.
At least until next time.
So I guess we don't have to go to La Belle, Quebec after all, Nell.
But let's go anyway, Dudley. Quebec City is so romantic.
All right, Nell. Let's go.
The Mounties aren't the only ones to get their man.
When last we met our heroes, Bullwinkle had just proposed to the mayor.
They want to marry the mayor?
Not that kind of proposal.
What kind?
If you'd let me finish the sentence, you would know.
Oh, okay.
As I was saying, when the last we met our heroes, Bullwinkle had just proposed to the mayor...
I didn't say a thing.
...that Harry and Meghan should become king and queen of Frostbite Falls. Rocky wasn't too sure about this.
I'm not sure about this, Bullwinkle.
Meanwhile, their diabolical duo, Boris and Natasha...
Who else?
Can I please get through a sentence without being interrupted?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Boris was proposing to Mr. Big.
I no say nothing.
That Harry and Meghan become king and queen of Pottsylvania. Natasha was not so sure about this.
I no so sure about these boys.
But ahead with their plans, they went.
So how exactly do we go about making Harry and Meghan king and queen of Frostbite Falls, Bullwinkle?
Easy peasy. I have an invitation already to send to Harry and Meghan asking them to come to visit Frostbite Falls. When they get here, we show them around, tell them we'd like them to stick around.
But where will they live, Bullwinkle?
We have a spare bedroom, Rocky.
Well, aren't kings and queens supposed to live in a palace?
I'll put that on the list of things to do.
So then what?
Being out of work, they will of course agree with us and we'll have them sign the official proclamation.
So, what is the plan to make Harry and Meghan king and queen of Pottsylvania, darling?
Simple. When Moose and Squirrel think they invite Harry and Meghan to visit Frostbite Falls, we switch the invitation with our invitation, and they wind up instead in Pottsylvania.
We'll have the official invitation right here, Rocky.
Let's take it to the mayor's office right now so he can sign it.
I have the Pottsylvania invitation right here.
Let's sneak to mayor's office so we can do switcheroo, Boris. Moose and Squirrel are already on their way.
Indeed. Rocky and Bullwinkle were on their way to the mayor's office when Rocky's acute vision saw that terrible twosome.
Who else, darling?
Lurking in the bushes next to the front door of the city hall.
Hey, Bullwinkle, see those two lurking in the bushes next to the front door of city hall?
Oh, you mean the two without face masks?
Why would Brown and Alstrup drag up face masks at this point in the script, Bullwinkle?
Well, you must need the lines to fill some time, Rocky.
Nevertheless, they look familiar. I'm going to get up there fast for a closer look.
And with that, Rocky flies to those bushes next to the city hall.
Look, Boris, Squirrel flying here fast.
Let's get out of here.
Rocky, you got here early.
And good thing I did, Mr. Mayor. Someone was lurking in the bushes next to the front door.
Did you catch him, Rocky?
No, Bullwinkle. They got away.
Say, Mayor, I have that invitation to Harry and Meghan for you to sign.
I decided against the idea, Bullwinkle. After all, we're really not supposed to have kings and queens here.
But think of the tourism for Frostbite Falls.
We'll just have to think of something else.
So, no Harry and Meghan in Pottsylvania, Boris?
It no look like it.
What we tell Mr. Big?
Duh. What you tell Mr. Big?
Uh-oh.
Harry and Meghan being king and queen probably wouldn't have worked out anyway, Bullwinkle.
You're right, Rocky. But it would have been loverly.
The stars of Cartoons on the Radio 2021 Wanted a Kingdom were as Boris and Dog, Mike Bovito, as Bullwinkle narrator, Inspector Fenwick, and Mr. Peabody, Siegfried Christoph, as Rocky, Henry Hawk, Sherman, and Rosie, Vicky Dumay, as Bullwinkle, the Duke of Essex, and Bugs Bunny, Todd Eaves, as Mr. Big, Dudley, and Elmer Fudd, Brett Hodak, as Mr. Spacely and the Mayor, Jim McClure, as Foghorn and George Jetson, Larry Rowe, as Jane Jetson, Flea, Mama B, and Natasha, Anne Marie Schmidt, as Beaky Buzzard and Snidely, Cameron Spencer, and as Nell, Judy, and the front door clerk, Kathy Zolke. Recorded sound effects were created by myself, Steve Brown. The show is directed by Vicky Dumay. Cartoons on the Radio 2021 Wanted a Kingdom was written by Mike Ostrup and myself, with Anne Marie Schmidt writing Foghorn Leghorn and Beaky Buzzard. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah Dumay and McTernan, the Brown Oster Performing Arts Foundation, located in Salem Lakes, and also Lake Lawn Resort, located here in Delavan, Wisconsin. Our next show will be Saturday, December the 11th, right here at Lake Lawn Resort, when we'll be celebrating the holidays with the live broadcast of the Carol Burnett Show Holiday Extravaganza. John Ludi Paleo, the Dixie Dudes, and Bill's Little Big Band will provide the musical entertainment, and the award-winning 91.1 Players will feature Carol's family, Stan Freeberg's A Christmas Dragnet, and It's the Professor. Also coming up here at Lake Lawn Resort are two great evenings of murder and dinner on November 19th and 20th with the show Another Psycho Murder. Call Lake Lawn Resort soon for tickets, because these shows sell out fast. For the WGTD Radio Theater and the 91.1 Players, I'm Steve Brown. Have a great day.